This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the 6th of October. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Mr. Crenshaw will be back next Friday night with the high school scoreboard show. Him and the coach, Chris Parker. And then he'll be back with me all Sunday. Noel is doing a great job back there. Threw on some George Michael.
Yeah,
who,
man.
This song hit number one today.
Ah.
Faith. And he had George Michael, among other things, he is the first, or was the first, to do carpool karaoke.
Ah.
Did you know that?
Okay.
Okay, well, I know it's insignificant information, but it actually started when James Corden, before he even came over here to do that show.
He was already doing it.
He did it for, I think it was Comic Relief in England, and did one with George Michael. And
okay.
Yeah, they said it all started off there.
Yeah.
George Michael wanted to go with him. I can't take you to Comic Relief. Comic Relief's for people like you.
Yes.
But anyway, did the first one there. I'm going to turn things over to Noelle. Do you mind? Because she has been sitting there doing a great job for our show. We didn't get a chance to do Noelle's World.
Yeah.
Did actually left casting call off. So I should tell the people a couple. can we get another good morning? Just for the hell of it. Yeah.
Good morning.
Tell the people about the work, Greg.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you about, and this is one of those, again, we talk about the film industry, and they need what they need when they need it, and it is all aspects of life. We've had this need on there before. It's just been a while, but casting TaylorMade's doing Stranger Things, one of the most popular shows on TV, and this week, Heather is looking for a male amputee. You look at the breakdown there, any ethnicity, 18 to 40 years old. So, again, that's the first one, a male amputee. His and Hers, this is a show on Netflix. Hilton Casting is doing it. They need everything from an Asian female photo double to other types of photo doubles for one of the characters on the show. And then Hilton Casting is also doing P-Valley. So you'll see those two needs. P-Valley, there is a big rodeo scene being shot. So they need people to play rodeo patrons. They need cowboys. And this must have something to do with the Buffalo Soldiers, I have this feeling, because they need black cowboys and black cowgirls. Right?
Okay.
So it might be a Buffalo Soldiers shoot. Rodeo security, rodeo clowns, rodeo staff, rodeo announcers. This is all you'll see under Hilton Casting. Destination Casting doing R&B. Lead club patrons, need hospital staff, and Rose Locke has a couple stand-in opportunities. This is for a show called I Love Boosters, but it's just ILB. stand-in, 1, 2, 3 stand-in opportunities, and stand-ins make a lot more than others. And then folks for a fashion show. So those jobs and more are there in front of the camera and behind the camera. You got any needs, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And, of course, the list is up right now on GetCast with Greg on X/Twitter.
All right.
Noel, good morning.
All right, we're back.
All right, so I wanted to get the casting call out of the way there real quick. I should give an insignificant information having to do with show business, but I can't think of one right now. So, again, I'm just going to turn things over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Noel.
Well, all right. Well, first, I want to say, how about an amazing sports week in the city, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Braves had to bow out, but just getting there was amazing. You know, we all knew that we were going to get bounced sooner than not. But Michael Harris put up a fight, though. Shout out to Michael
Harris.
Yeah, he has.
I thought we was about to have the Michael Harris game.
Sam called when we talked earlier in this week or before that last game. He said, if these guys pull this out, it's going to be all on Michael Harris. He called it.
Mike tried to do it out, but Mike knew something when he put that Falcons helmet on when they was
hanging out
with Blooper because the boys showed out. I got the in-person for the Saints and at-home experience for the Buccaneers because I thought I was going to do some homework. I ain't doing no homework. We went into overtime. I ain't doing no homework. It's a back-and-forth shootout. What homework? So that was amazing to watch. Shout out to my sister. She gave them a moral victory with 90 seconds left on the clock. Said, man, they fought real hard. I feel real good about the rest of the way. What just happened? Kadarius Hodge?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's how that went in my house. Shout out to Kadarius. Shout out to Red.
Yeah, and ran away from everybody. But the
Lab
two
and the Rec from Prairie View.
The two of you, I asked, because we've been doing it all morning long on the college level, talking about how Georgia came back. You can't have your heart ripped out any more than what the refs did to the Falcons against the Chiefs.
And I yet was there for that. We were sick.
And so how did you see this team? You were at the game when they came back against Tampa Bay.
I was on the couch for that one, but still, that was amazing. Being able to come. See, my rule in football when it comes to quarterbacks is you should be able to overcome one interception, right? Now, the caveat to that rule is within, you know, before the last 2 minutes of the game, right?
Right, right.
So, Kirk Cousins put us in a wild situation and cool. You know, he had two situations where you had, you know, you missed a kick, you blocked the kick, you threw an interception at the worst possible moment, only to be able to be set up for a comeback for both players. For Darnell Mooney, too, because he dropped a wide-open touchdown, but he came back and did what he needed to be done. So,
And I appreciate you keeping going here because actually I left out the Saints because I misspoke. But I was talking about how they have come back from that over these last two games. That's what I should have thrown in there. So continue.
Oh, well, you know, during the New Orleans game, Younghoe Koo just proved why he's on the cups and the billboards and all the advertisement and promotion here in Atlanta because, I mean, six makes seven in Atlanta.
Yeah, but he had a couple of hiccups.
He
in
did.
Game,
you, you,
right?
You missed two. You wasn't expecting to miss, but you know, but that's the next game though. You missed two. You wasn't expecting
right.
to miss.
Get off the cup
in Tampa, which is you know probably a good humbling moment. Don't get too high on yourself. You can miss kicks. So you know, he missed the first flag, missed it again. Had one that was blocked. That was weird. But when you needed it. When his team needed the catch from Darnell Mooney, when they needed the kick from Koo, when they needed the perfect pass from Cousins, it all came together. Now that fix, we got to work on that tackling. Even Coach Kirby Smart called out the Falcons tackling. He called out the NFL's tackling, but he used the Falcons as an example, and I don't like that. So we got to work on the tackling.
Well, why don't you like that? Because that means it's visible to everybody.
Yes, it is.
And if Kirby says it, that means the players heard it, and you know their problem.
Oh no, I'm saying that I don't like the fact that you're the example of bad tackling.
Oh, gotcha.
That's
okay.
What I don't like. Yeah, well, so clean that up.
It's all over the league.
Though. Oh yeah. He was just using the Falcons as an example.
You don't do it
league.
In practice.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't tackle in practice.
So and
but
you know
you
if they
on
were
Sunday
bad.
Do something you don't practice.
It's won't talk about rebounded.
I suppose, but I mean,
no, it's won't to. You got to stick your head in there and take your bumps.
Who wants to stick their head in there?
The people who play this game, who got drafted and are making all this money, they know what the NFL is all about.
Yeah, so sometimes you got to do more than drop that shoulder. Sometimes you
got
to wrap up.
Yeah, and you've got coaches right now talking out loud, talking about players making business decisions.
Right.
So
to those boys, shout out to the Hawks. Media Day. Media Day is the best day in the world to me. I don't care whose Media Day it is. Media Day is all funs, all smiles, and no frowns. I love Media Day. Media Day looked amazing. Got to see all the great stuff in person. Terrell was there. Got to see all the great stuff in person. I'm sure Caleb was there. Caleb was asking the important questions about the shoes.
Yeah, but
whoa. Don't gloss over that. Terrell's daughter was
no,
asking.
No.
Caleb. Sayla. Oh, I thought you said Sayla. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I was asking the important questions about the shoes. So, Hawks had a great media day. We got some games coming around the corner. I've already seen them on the schedule.
Got Indiana coming up here this week.
Yeah, so the Hawks and the Falcons have an opportunity to do something that we have not seen in this calendar year, in this calendar sports year for Atlanta. We have seen teams shake dice to slide underneath the door to get into the playoffs and then immediately boot it up out of there. So, the Falcons and Hawks with the y'all season's just starting. Y'all have an opportunity to solidify a playoff spot and then try to go make some noise. Speaking of a team that tried to slide into the door, Atlanta United, we see you. Also, the Dream made a move this week. They have let go of Coach Tanisha Wright.
Yeah.
I'm running through headlines.
Okay, go ahead.
Was that a surprise?
No.
No.
In my opinion, no. When we saw the first two coaches get fired in the WNBA, I was actually kind of surprised that Tanisha was not a part of that group. And not because I don't think that she did a fantastic job. A lot of picks to go get Ryan Howard. They gave up a lot of picks and a lot of assets to bring in Jordan Canada and some other things. And you were barely able to get injuries or not. So that's not what you're looking for when you give up a bunch of picks and you try to build a more veteran team. You're not looking to barely slide underneath the door and looking at what some of those picks became and could potentially become. You gave up a lot to make that happen, and you didn't really succeed in the areas you wanted to succeed in. So I'm not surprised they're going to go a new direction.
You feel like that there's less patience now because of the light that has been shined on the league.
Yeah,
also,
David, that's sports. The money come in, but the patience go out the door.
And my thing is, as you talk about these coaches that are being shown the door, there's a lot of transition going on right now within this league. With the bright spotlight that Sam's talking about, with the new contract that's around the corner and the new money that's going to be available, my thing is this. We know about it, what's going on in the men's. We're all being introduced to what's going on the women's side now. And my question to you is there that many talented coaches off on the side ready to fill these jobs? Or are we going to see a whole bunch of college coaches step up because the lifeblood, as you like to say, of the WNBA moving forward is going to be young players. And them coming from college, maybe some of them coaches are ready to make the jump to the WNBA. That's my question.
They might be having to take a pay cut. You're ones who are at the top of college, they'll be taking a pay cut.
And so, Greg, that's a very interesting question because it's the same question that I've been kind of digging into to see what teams are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
With dismissing the coaches that they have, because with the Sky and the Spark having a younger team, that to me was more surprising than maybe us moving on from Tanisha Wright. That an older team, you didn't really accomplish what you were looking for. But I have the same question as you, Greg. What are we looking for overall in the new version of the WNBA, right? Because we're crafting this new version of the W and what it's about to look like, right? Like, they just went from single round elimination in the first round to best two out of three. They're right now, the playoffs is 2-1. You know, the big team gets the two games, and then if you make it past that, you go to the one. I feel like if I'm a part of the ownership, I'm fighting for a 1-1-1 because I want to see some playoff money. I want to hear some playoff noise in my building, and I want to sell some playoff hot dogs. So I feel like that's going to become a conversation in the new WNBA.
Would this attract NBA players? I'm thinking about the Detroit team that was coached by Laimbeer and Rick Mahorn.
Maybe.
Would you have something like, you know, would that attract? And my thing is this, you know, yeah, with the spotlight on it, there's some coaches who are women coaches who are looking for this opportunity too. And right now the league doesn't need that for the attention. Right now the product is getting the attention. So I'm just saying, do you still feel like, you know, as someone who's played in the NBA, maybe done some coaching, want to be a part of what they see with the WNBA and be received?
I don't know that it's that as much as it is about the players. All right, what have we been hearing this season more than any others because of the dynamic of the two young players that have brought the spotlight with them? There's been other young players, but I'm talking about Caitlin and Angel. Okay, so if you go back to that jump-off point, you as an owner or a coach, you want a coach that top player feels comfortable with, correct?
Yeah.
And we've seen this in the NBA, and it's been done in an unconventional way. My point is that Indiana and Chicago want to keep their two stars happy. Well, I'll draw a correlation between what the Lakers did. They had an established coach when Magic came in there. And even that first year, they won the championship. But Magic didn't see growth Paul West then. What did they do? They went and got the announcer.
Yeah.
And he became the announcer.
He became assistant coach to
the head coach because he felt comfortable and he saw the talent in that young player. Somebody's going to have to take a chance on somebody who's going to be next in the coaching world for these young players coming up in the WNBA. And when that happens, that'll be the blueprint for others moving forward. I absolutely believe it's a copycat league.
Well, I'll bring this up before we get out of here. Greg, you're 100% right, which is why I have the question mark about the Sky and their decision, because the Sky absolutely adored Teaspoon and wanted to come up under Teaspoon and made that very clear before and after the firing. So that's why that left a huge question mark to me, in my opinion, on what the Sky are looking for. That was the first person. Like, we've seen Kennedy Carter in other places. This was the first place, in my opinion, that Kennedy felt comfortable to really be herself and had a coach that knew how to let her be herself but also rein her in a bit so where she doesn't get too outside of herself in the game, along with the Camila Condoza, who was having to grow her confidence in being a center and a rebounder. They all seem to flourish underneath Teresa Witherspoon, which is why that firing to me was so shocking.
Let's talk about the head of the beast here, too, by the way. We're talking about coaches. Who do you see, or you may not have a name, but how long do you think that it's going to take for them to change commissioners?
This season and next season is going to give us a better clue because
but
it's
you
not
see it
just
changing
the,
sometime soon.
Yes, because you got to be able to handle the money, you got to be able to handle these personalities, and you have to be able to handle what the WNBA is as a league. They want to be still a league with a social conscious voice, and you have to balance all of that with the money. So how do you do that, and do you have the right commissioner for that?
Yeah, that's all moving forward.
That's around the corner.
Crucial time. We got a little more. We got a little bit more time.
Yeah.
All right.
We got extra credit.
Got to tell people who all set up for NASCAR who's going to be on the pole at Talladega, and we got our homegirl just picked up a big old check over in China.
So
next time she's in town, y'all need to hit her up and make her take you to This Is It or somewhere. That's like her favorite place when she grew up here.
Take me to Freeman's.
We're going to talk about that in just a minute.
We're the opening act for a full day of NFL action coming up at, 9:15, Jets and Minnesota in London. We got Baltimore and Cincinnati after that, Green Bay and L.A., and tonight's Dallas and Pittsburgh game, if you can get in front of a TV. It is Sam and Greg with a few extra minutes on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.